in a small wooden house, painted yellow and bright. I saw a man in a wheelchair, a disheveled sight, with weathered old clothes and a smile worn thin. The world looked away at the state he was in. They said he was simple, no need for the word, but a still small voice whispered that he should be heard. I spoke of the gospel. He looked in my eyes and answered verbatim to my great surprise. A chosen spirit in a body of clay, the branch came alive when he was baptized that day. We go forth not knowing where the Spirit will lead, to the washed lady's door or the student in need, across the green fields and the deep finished snow, following voices that only the humble can know. For the harvest is ready, the schooling is done, gathering children back home to the sun. I knocked on the door of a lady so gray, who washed all the clothes to keep hunger away. She'd walked a hard road with a husband who drank, and her heart felt a void, a spirit quite blank. I thought she was lonely, just wanting a friend, but her readiness stayed with me right to the end. She knew every answer before they were told, like she'd rehearsed the message from prophets of old. I was transferred away before her light rose, but I heard she was baptized where the living water flows. Then I met two students from my own native land, speaking English together, a Book of Mormon in my hand. They marveled at finish, at the words we could speak, while they searched for the meaning that many souls seek. Like little children, they learned how to pray and followed the commandments we shared on the way. They read every page, they put heart to the test, until the Spirit gave witness and granted them rest. Now their children serve missions, the legacy grows from a seed that was planted where the north wind blows. Whether disheveled or lonely or searching for more, the Lord knows the heart behind every door. It isn't the language or the things that we say, it's the Spirit that testifies and leads them the way. In a small yellow house by a wash lady's side, with two seeking students, the Spirit our guide, following the voice, great works are done. Finland, amen.